It is an incredible example of devotion and faith, but at the same time, it's a triumph of humanism with the Renaissance. And you've got, at the same time, Raphael working in the Pope's rooms, and he paints the School of Athens. And you mentioned Bramante, and you mentioned Michelangelo. I think the School of Athens shows the unfinished cathedral.
Yes.
Talk about that for a minute, how that ties in.
It's true. As Michelangelo was painting the Sistine Chapel just down the hall, Raphael was also painting frescoes on the walls. And it shows the spirit that was going on in the early 1500s, where this pope had a vision for redoing the city in all of its ancient glory, and he brought together all of these enlightened people. And so you have these great artists, these great architects, these great thinkers, and they saw themselves as being the counterparts of the ancients. And if you go into the Vatican Museum and see Raphael's painting, the School of Athens, you can see Michelangelo, you can see Raphael, you can see Bramante, and they're all planning this new vision where they're taking the ideals of the ancients and they're building it on a monumental scale.
And 500 years later, we can enjoy it today as travelers, pilgrims, and tourists.